Okay. All right, everyone. The moment you've all been waiting for. This was actually requested a long fucking time ago. Here it is. Fetish Locator. Extended edition week one. Why am I doing this? Because week three is out right now. It actually just came out, so we're stupidly behind. But the game is really popular. And let's get it started. Still four letters. 6 o'clock in the morning. The best days of your life never start with an alarm clock. I'm sure someone very smart said that. But today is not one of those days. I never got good grades in school. It was very hard for me to even get into college. This is my second year studying business administration. I'm not sure if I like it, but I'm good at it. It's better to have a diploma than nothing. It's Monday, 3 weeks left till exams. It's very unfortunate that I missed the last couple weeks of class. It might have a negative impact on my chances to pass finals. Before that, I was far from being ready, but I might need to spend a lot more time studying to make it. Would be nice if I could wake up early and not be late for Norton's lecture. And I still don't have a girlfriend. This bothers me more than the fact I'm completely unprepared for finals. I should probably focus on exams now and worry about the girls later. Okay, first I need to pass all my finals. I'm going to make a promise to myself that I won't think about girls, at least for today. I'm going to focus and try not to get distracted by any girls. Yeah, we'll see how that works. What? Really? Pete snuck a girl into our room. Again? Damn you, Pete. That's the second time this month. We could get into trouble. She is beautiful. She looks like an interesting person. I'd love to date a girl like her. Oh, quit being a simp. I want to see more of her. That might be a bad idea. I should go take a shower. Please don't wake up. Wow, look at that. Oh, not that. Not that. Is it this button? Yeah. Not yours. But you know what? That tattoo is fucked up, because what if you are dating her or married to her? Like, how do you differentiate?
Not please. Yours.
Well, then who are you? Then who owns you?
Get a tattoo above my dick that says on loan.
On loan? Please don't wake up. How did I miss whatever Pete did with her last night? Wow, she has tattoos and piercings. Not yours! Well, that is true, unfortunately. Let's lift the blanket just a little more, you dumbass! Damn, what a hot body. How does Pete do it? Girls always want to jump into his bed. Oh, no, no, shit, she's waking up. What the fuck? Who the fuck are you? Oh, morning. Relax, guys. Don't worry, this is Grim. He's a nice guy. He won't hurt you. Grim is probably the nicest guy there is. He's always nice to girls and respects them. My God, that makes him sound awful. I just wanted to say hi, right? Yeah, Grim, this is, let's try that again. Yes, asshole, you don't even remember my name. Anna? Slap! Fuck you, what did I expect? You're a dick, you just wanted a good fuck. It's the same thing she wanted though, right? And fuck you, pervert. She grabbed her clothes off the floor and left without even putting them on. Well, I had to at least try a guess. In my head, I call her that girl who sucks like a vacuum cleaner. If I called her that, it'd probably be even worse. What do you think? Or maybe she'd like it. Dude, what the fuck? We'll get in trouble. Can you not think with your dick? You know we're not allowed to bring ladies here. Man, relax. It's gonna be okay. Don't stress about it. Speaking of stress, what the hell is with your eyes? You do drugs too? No, dude. I just got drunk. And we got here around 4 in the morning and that chick sucked my dick like a champ. Whatever. I'm gonna go shower. Pete treats women like shit and still gets tons of pussy. I probably should try to learn how he does it, but she isn't like that. I need to come up with a plan to ask her out. Sir, you need to bring her down from the heavens? You know, just rational man? I've been so into her from the first time I laid eyes on her. I get a hard-on every time I think about her. Maybe I have time to think about her a little more. No, I mean, I'm good. I don't need to see that.
I've been doing it wrong all these years.
I didn't realize it. Holy shit.
It's forward, back, not back, forward, back. Oh, okay.
Oh shit, are we doing the Contra code now? Up, down, left, right?
A, B. Fatality.
Lydia. Oh, yep. Oh. That was quick. There goes my plan to not think about girls today. Actually, that was probably a good idea. If you're trying not to think about girls, you should always fap before you go do your thing. Because
the shame that comes afterwards, like, why?
Okay, I have a lot of studying to do. Time to get started. Pete already left. Lucky bastard. I'd really like to wake up with a chick like her. She really has a hot body. But it'd be even better if I could wake up next to Lydia. If you can get her out of the clouds, that would be heaven. I don't think she wants to be in the clouds. Message from Pete. Hey, sorry, I had to run. No time for shower. Come to our game tonight. We'll talk about Lydia. That would be awesome. Time to go. Grim was on his way out when... Oh shit, it's Miss Waller. Maybe she didn't notice the girl leaving our room. Mr. Young, I saw that naked girl walking out of your room. You're in serious trouble, sir. Yeah, she noticed. You know the girls aren't allowed to be in the boys' dorm after midnight. No more excuses. You're getting punished. Damn, I can't rat Pete out. That's not what friends do. Accept punishment, or tell her it's Pete's girl and you had no idea she was in the room. I don't know, like, Pete's the main man, bro. I mean...
Depends on what the punishment is.
Okay. You'll help to empty out the trash after the game tonight. Be there at 6 p.m. And I'll be checking, too. If you bail, I'll make sure you aren't allowed to take finals. Time to go to class. 9 o'clock in the morning. Back to my normal routine in another history class. Anthony and Min sitting together. Oh, there's Min. They broke up over winter break. Probably because of that mustache. A couple weeks ago, they still hated each other. Look at them now. Are they dating again? What day is it?
Well, that eyeshadow is real thick.
It's more natural looking, I think.
Damn, Mimi.
Yeah? Wednesday. Who'll be there? Just a small group of friends. Do you want Lydia to come? We have to invite her. Inaudible.
You weren't going to put an accent in there?
That's
surprising of you.
Interesting. Looks like a lot has happened since I was here last.
She come.
No.
And they want to invite Lydia. That's even more interesting. Hey, Kevin. Hey, long time no see. Welcome back. How's it going today? Been better. Managed to get a detention today. I'll be cleaning after the basketball game. Miss Waller? Yeah, she saw a girl leaving our room that Pete had over last night. Ouch, that sucks. Seems the lecture is starting. Quiet, please. Today we'll be talking about... blah, blah, blah. Oh, damn. Oh, damn, I already forgot how boring this is. That reminds me of, I think it was a movie back in the 90s, where they were talking about it, and all of a sudden, like, the teacher literally started saying, blah, 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 blah.
For any of the Peanuts babies, wah, 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 wah.
Something
wah,
like that.
Wah, 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 wah.
How was your trip home? I forgot. Why did you go? My sister is coming here to study at our college. I went home to help her pack, then got sick and had to stay there until I felt well enough to travel again. Oh, wow. What did I miss? There was some new stuff, I guess. Everyone is stressed about the finals. Oh, right, and you might have noticed that Anthony and Min are back together. Yeah, I heard them talking about some kind of party. I don't know about any party. Maybe they want to throw a party to celebrate the fact that they're back together? Unless they break up again before the party. Ah, ha, ha, all right. Or they might break up at the party. Anyway, are you ready for finals? I tried to study last night, but I wasn't even able to get caught up with the stuff from the last 2 weeks that I missed. I was so tired I could have slept through an earthquake, and probably did after that. I didn't even hear Pete fucking that chick. At least you tried. I don't think it'll make a difference. How was Sunday? We went out with Chloe. Had some fun. Nice, your sister's doing fine? Yeah, she's doing great. Let's try to listen to the lecture. About 10 minutes later. That's something new. Never seen that app. What is this? Yeah, it's new. I found it a couple weeks ago. Someone local made it. What does it do? It's called the Fetish Locator. It's like a dating app, but looks for people with the same sexual fetish as you have. Aren't looking for sex apps mostly dudes? And all the girls fake? Yes, and yes. Well, it isn't just sex. Sexual compatibility with the same fetishes could be a good start for a strong relationship. Said no one ever. Anyway, it's just in beta right now, but there are a lot of students on campus already using it. I don't think anyone outside of our college knows about it. Your info is kept anonymous, and it's only shown to someone if you want it to be. You can control the settings in the app. You sound like a salesman. Do you work for them? I'm kidding. Chill. How do I join? Here's the code. You can use it to download the app. What if Lydia downloaded the app too? I have to try it. Thanks. I'll try it out. But what if you find out that she's into something like really crazy?
Like ass play?
No. Something crazier than that. Like balloon? No, God, I'm sounding like balloon animals or something, which is a fucking thing.
Well, you know, depends on what kind of animal.
Thanks, I'll try it out. Let's download it and see. Wow, looks nice. It wants me to register to use it. You would need to be 18 years old or older to access this application. By login and registration, you're confirming you are 18 years old or older. If you are not older than 18, then please Please immediately close the Fetish Locator application. Okay, I'm supposed to enter my real name. I'm not stupid enough to... Oh, no, he's not going to do that. Okay, I'm supposed to enter my name. I'm not stupid enough to put my real name and list my fetishes. I'll make up a fake name. What's your fetish? What's your name in the Fetish Locator app? Oh, I wonder. Done, but nothing's happening. Actually, let me go back. Done, but nothing's happening. Let's try to listen to the professor. Around 10 minutes later. Oh, there's a push notification from the app with a question. Do you like cum shot fetish? Okay. Cum shot fetish is when women ask you to videotape yourself doing that. No, not particularly, but a lot of women do love it.
I'm crazy about it.
Wow.
More in person.
Yeah, I thought it would think it's weird. Sometimes it turns them on where they want to actually fuck you, though. I will say that. It's basically trying before you buy.
Well, I'd had to know them before I ever.
Oh, well, I know that.
You ain't going to do that to some rando.
No. I mean, well, I'm just saying, if people are having casual random sex, yeah.
Well,
But for me...
Nowadays, that's usually a blackmailer, probably.
Yeah, but, well, for me, though, I mean, and what I, my experience is, no, a lot of the women that I have talked with, they've been fairly close. So
well,
it's not, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
then
yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
not applying to you.
Yeah. Why did it only send me one question just about one fetish? About cum shot? Did we all get the same question? Yeah, the app has like a fetish of the day and everyone is asked about it. Hmm, I see. I thought that I'd be able to enter all the things I like. By the way, I was told that some of my stuff is on Pornhub.
Okay.
I didn't know that. A friend of mine told me that. She said, I was going through your stuff on Pornhub. Say, what? Because for those of you that don't know, I actually tried to put videos like this on Pornhub. Now, this I could actually get on Pornhub. But any of the erogay, like the Japanese shit, they weren't having it. They told me no. I submitted 16 videos and only 4 of them. It was either 8 or 4 of them got approved. Only 1 got monetized because they say that apparently me doing this, talking, is not the same as a performance. Even though I think this is a performance.
Yeah.
So I was going to argue that with them. However, since my state wants to pass this bullshit law, it's now going to be, you know, a little more tricky to get on Pornhub.
If you talking as a performance, you are a professional.
I see. I thought that I'd be able to enter all the things I like. Yeah, it works a little differently, and the app is always changing. Sometimes it does strange things, you'll see. Okay, thanks. But I will say, for those of you looking up my stuff there, first of all, A, I didn't know it existed, and B, I don't know how the hell you'd find it and what name it would be under. I literally don't know. So, the girl I was talking to, she used to work for, she's a former investigator. Yeah, that's what she used to do. She's a former investigator. That's how she found my information. It's like, okay, so you're using your fucking forensic damn skills that you learned in the government to fucking find videos of somebody that you wanted to see naked. And, you know, it makes me wonder about our government. It's like, I wonder how many other people in government are doing the same thing. How should I answer? Yes, I like cum shots, or no, it's not my fetish. For those of you that like the cum shot fetish, I'm sorry. Maybe there's somebody playing the game that enjoys that. You can check their gameplay footage out. It's not showing or doing anything. Let's try to listen to the lecture a couple minutes later. What? What's going on with Anthony? He's doing something strange. Am I the only one seeing this? I can't see enough from here. I need to move closer. Hey, Kev. It was nice talking to you, but I haven't talked to Amrose since I got back. No problem. I'll see you tonight at the game. Yeah, sure. See you there. And thanks for the app. I'll continue to check it out.
Hey.
What's wrong? You were gone for 2 weeks, and when you get back, you don't even say hi. Yeah, you were too distracted trying to hear what we were saying about Lydia. Oh, that. Sorry. Okay. Wow. Holy shit. I knew something was going on. Are you distracted again? Lady, are you blind? No, just trying to listen to the lecture, you go. Well, that doesn't mean any... Like, I mean, I wear glasses. I wear glasses, but I could...
She might surely be getting a new prescription.
Come on, like, you never listen
you
in history class.
You gotta think of what the distance is in those rooms.
Really?
It could be a good...
I've never been in them.
Well, it's... at a slant, so it's like theater seating almost. So you gotta be at the right angle, the down hip,
Are usually most of the college classes set up like that now?
A lot of the...
The lecture halls.
Yeah, the lectures. Yeah. You know, in our, like, the, what is it, the studios, mm-hmm. those are a little different.
Well, of course. I'm sure they're huge.
Oh, yeah. That, some of them. Depends on what you're getting.
True, but don't be so pissed. I bought you a movie. You're gonna like it. Hmm. You know how to get out of trouble. What kind of movie is it? I don't know. I'm actually kind of into girls like Amber Rose.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
Porn movie.
Damn. I need to focus on what Ambrose is saying. But I can't. Are you there? Lady, there is a woman behind me doing a thing.
Behind me.
No, behind my character. There's literally a woman behind my character giving a man a hand job. I mean, it's not something you normally see in a college classroom. That I know. Are you there? Yeah, sure. It's something you might see in a movie theater, though. What did I just ask you? About the movie. I was listening. It was about listening to the lecture. You asked why I was gone for 2 weeks. What was it? About the movie. You asked about the movie. And I'm not going to tell you what it's about. You'll like it, I'm sure. I might forgive you, but only if we watch it together. Sure, we can do that. How is it possible that I'm only seeing it? They're doing it right in the front row. Well, I mean, to be fair, there's a big-ass desk there, so ain't nobody can see. But I think the teacher would be able to see her head down.
If they want, her head ain't down. She's just looking down.
No, her head is looking down, so she's not focused on the lecture.
I'm pretty sure I'd notice.
I'd notice that.
Bobbing around and eyeballing something.
Yeah, oh, yeah. How's it. Okay. She's going faster and faster. How much longer can Anthony last? Then it's a deal. We'll watch it tonight. Tonight may be complicated. I have to empty the trash tonight after the basketball game because Miss Waller saw a girl leaving our room this morning. You brought a girl to your room? No, Pete did. Then why did you get in trouble? I was just put in a bad spot, and it isn't cool to rat out your friends. Oh, so you're just being a good friend. Is he gonna finish now? See the movie after that? Yeah! But we can watch it later after I'm finished. Okay, that sounds cool. Okay, seems like the lecture's almost over. Just a little longer. What? Grim got a hard on. I was expecting that he would... Uh-oh. That's her talking. Grim got a hard on. I was hoping that he would want to see the movie together, but he's expecting something more than just a movie? Oh, Lord, don't be fucking...
Gonna be one of those.
Patty Prude. I'm sure he is. He just got super hard when I invited him. What should I do? We were friends for so long, he never showed any interest in me. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Give it a shot. You might like it.
And he's so into Lydia. Is he ready to just forget about her? I'm so confused.
You tell she's into him because she's like,
oh, man. I'm so hard after I saw men jerking Anthony off. I hope I can walk out of class without someone noticing my hard dick. Man, I have been there and I hate that bullshit.
Yeah.
See you tonight. Ciao.
Not anymore. I just walk around and what happens, happens.
Looks like I'm the first one here. Kevin and his sister should be here soon. The game's getting ready to start. Men giving a hand job was amazing. It's a lot more exciting seeing someone you know do it rather than just to watch it in a porn. Oh, there's a new message from the app. Mr. Dickie and Squizzle just completed the cum shot challenge. They both get 25 points. Stay tuned for the next challenge tomorrow.
What do you get? with the points?
I don't know. The ad says someone got points for a challenge. What's that all about? They want to know what we want to know. Hey! Hey! Hey, hey, hey! Your sister is...
Speaking of hey, 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 and Bill Cosby, you want a drink?
That is Bill Cosby that did...
Fat Albert.
Yeah. Your sister isn't coming. That's actually a good thing. I can ask him about points in the app while his sister isn't there, isn't here. She's coming, but seems like she's late. I thought she was a huge fan, rather. She is, just doing something else, I guess. Is Pete playing today? I think so. He asked me to come to the game. Okay, the game's starting. Cool, and Pete is playing today. It's not like your sister that missed the beginning of the game. Huh? So about the app. I checked it out a little bit. Looks unusual. What's this about points in the app? There was a message that someone won 25 points. Oh, right. You can earn points by doing some of the challenges or submitting picks of anything you do for the fetish of the day. And, of course, you can just buy points. That's the monetization model of the app. And what are these points for? How do I use them? There are certain things you can buy in the app. You'll see. You can only use them to buy stuff in the app? Not only. You can also spend points to vote on for the next fetish of the day, or even to start a new challenge yourself. I see. This actually sounds interesting. Where do I look to see how many points I have? Right here in the app, dumbass. Oh, I see. 0 points. Yeah, you start with 0 points, and you can earn them by uploading things, and... Hey, there's Chloe. It's not like her to miss the first 10 minutes of the game. I remember one time we were late because her brother forgot his keys. She was so pissed. There's your sister. Hey, Chloe. There you are. Hey, Kev. Hey, Grim. Grim, you were gone for a couple of weeks. Kevin said you went back home. Yeah, I went home to help my sister. Are you sure it was a good idea to miss 2 weeks of classes right before finals? Well, actually, the idea was to go help. For the weekend and the beginning of the following week. I was supposed to head back on Tuesday. As it turned out, I got sick while I was there and had to stay longer. Ah, I see. By the way, when's your sister coming? She'll start with us next year, but she's coming at the end of the week to spend the summer in the city. She wants to find a job for summer, but first I'll try to help her to find a place to live. Nice. I'm looking forward to meeting her. We were really close when we were kids, but when school started, we kind of went our separate ways for a while. The last 2 weeks, though, we had a chance to get caught up with each other's lives. Yeah, the last 2 weeks were very special. It all started with... Oh, wow.
Pixelation.
2 weeks ago. It's been a long time since I've been home. Hello, I'm home. Oh.
Huh? We're just step-siblings. That's how it always starts.
Hey! Big brother, you're here! Oh man, I'm getting fucking flashbacks to summer with Mia. Is that my sister? She looks completely different. It's been a long time, you've really changed. It's only been a year, it's just new makeup. I didn't change that much. Yeah, right, come here and give me a hug. She might say it's just the makeup, but she's changed a lot. She was kind of a chubby girl, but now she's completely changed. Look how thin she is. And according to AI, that's the ideal body type for a woman.
Now she's got a lord ass.
Thanks for coming to help me.
I thought it was in the family.
I know Mom talked to you into doing it, but I'm really happy that you're here. Yeah, I didn't really want to come, but now, since I'm done driving, I'm happy to be home. Oh, and I can back that because I did the AI study myself. And I want to see my old room. Yeah, about that. We redid your room. It's a home gym now. Well, it's fine with me. What? When? I think it was before Christmas. Wait, what? Where's all my stuff? I had a huge porn collection hidden in my room. It's all in the basement in boxes. Wait, who moved my stuff there? We all did. Oh no! Why didn't anyone tell me? Oh my god, I can't imagine the whole family finding my porn collection together. That's so embarrassing. Nobody thought you'd care. Haha, you should see the look on your face right now. Don't worry, I hid your huge porn collection before Mom and Dad found it. Oh no, my sister found my porn collection. There was some weird stuff in there. Super perverted stuff. Damn. And what? And where is my thank you, sister, for hiding my porn from mom and dad for me? Thanks, I guess. You're very welcome. What'd you do with it? You threw it away, right? What? Why would I do that? I hid it in my room. I hope she didn't go through it. There's a lot of nasty stuff there. In your room? Yeah, it was either my room or mom and dad finding it. What would you have preferred? I would have preferred no one messing with my stuff in the first place. That wasn't one of the options I had. Okay, let's go. You can give it all back to me before mom and dad get here. Nuh-uh. Not gonna happen. What? Why? It belongs to me now. What? You didn't watch it, did you? Oh, silly brother. We moved everything 6 months ago. What do you think? But I have to admit, your collection is very impressive. I need another year to watch everything. Tell her the kinky porn is just for research purposes, or push her to return the porn to you. What should we do?
You don't want your sister to be a whore.
It's already late, too late for that.
Probably.
It was for research. It's not mine, and you shouldn't be watching it either. Oh, big brother, you're so cute with your lame excuses. But it's true, there's a lot of weird stuff in there. It wasn't mine, it was for my research.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, sure. And you needed all that for research? That much porn would have taken you years to go through. Damn, when did she become so smart and pushy? What happened to my chubby, cute little sister? And if you say it's for research, then you don't need it anymore, and I definitely need to keep it to educate myself. I've learned so many things since I started researching it. Best research material ever.
No.
Who are you, and what have you done with my sister? Whatever. You've unlocked a new CG gallery. Well... Oh, it's just...
There's a picture.
It's quite a few. That seems to be it. Whatever.
It was worth it. No.
It's so embarrassing that my sister has watched all my kinky porn. What does she think of me now that she can see I'm a real pervert? Okay, let's bring your luggage upstairs. Wait, if my room is gone, where am I gonna sleep? The couch in the living room, it's all yours. Oh no, that couch is horrible. Ha ha ha, enjoy.
Hey.
You've unlocked a new bonus content.
Are you there?
Day one, Stacy? Okay. I was deep in thought about my trip back home. Huh? What? I asked, are you ready for the finals? Dude, you were, like, hypnotized. Sorry, I was lost in thought. Finals, right. Still looking for a miracle. Good luck with that. Couple minutes later. Chloe's doing something with her phone. Wait, I know that logo. Chloe's using the Fetish Locator app, too. Does Kevin know she downloaded it? Is she submitting something? Is that why she was late for the game? Oops, she noticed me checking her phone. That's a strange smile on her face. Wow, what an awesome game. Our team crushed them. Hey guys, I'm gonna go start cleaning so I can be out of here as quick as possible. See you tomorrow. Later. 6 o'clock p.m. There's Pete. Hey. Hey, there you are. Hey, nice game. Congrats. Thanks, it was easy, but the next game is gonna be a lot harder. Then good luck with the next one. I'm gonna start cleaning up. I want to finish this as quick as possible. I'm here to help. I know Miss Waller got you for the girl I had in the room. There's no way I'm gonna let you do it alone. Say, dude's a bro. Thanks. We'll finish this a lot quicker together. Sorry for getting you in trouble, too. Don't sweat it. Maybe next time I'll bring a girl and you'll have to help me clean. Ha ha ha, right. No, I'm serious. Sure. Sorry, I forgot to ask this morning. How's your sister? She's doing great. She's changed a lot. How so? She used to be a nerdy, chubby girl the last time I saw her, but now she's turned into this super slim, sporty chick. Probably because she watched all that damn porn and cut.
And burned some calories.
Well, that also, and yeah. Hypersexualized her ass, probably.
Yeah.
Wow, sounds like a nice transformation. She isn't a computer nerd anymore? Oh, she's still super good with computers, but now she started running, doing yoga and stuff like that. I don't know where she finds the time to do everything. Cool. When will she be here? Hey, keep your hands off my sister. Don't even think about it. Don't worry, I have enough pussy. But I can't promise I won't be thinking about her. Haha, you dirty prick. Guilty, but by your description of her, I'm pretty sure you thought about her yourself. What the fuck, dude? She's my sister!
Holy shit.
And I bet it didn't stop you from thinking about her hot ass. I have to hand it to him, he's got a good point there. Oh, here we go! It was a nice morning. Hung out with all my friends that are still in the city. Time to help Stacy get things packed for the trip back. Wow. Should I watch her doing yoga?
I mean, I ain't her brother.
So. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the character you're playing.
Good Lord have mercy. Damn, my sister's so hot now.
Oh, come on.
It's a damn fetish. Come on.
Well, the stepsister part, when it's blood relations.
Yeah, blood.
Deformed kids. it changes everything. Not so got romantic. Then you got
three toes and
two different colored eyes, and they're both shit brown for some reason. Just different colors of it.
Oh, shit. Hey, how long have you been watching me? I just got here. This used to be my room, you know. Well, it's not anymore. Old habits are hard to break. They said a gym. I don't see no fucking weights.
That's all it is a treadmill. And that's a woman's gym right there.
Yeah. You still could have knocked. Or were you actually trying to see me naked? You aren't naked. What if I've been doing it naked? Would you still watch me? What? Why would you be doing yoga naked? I do it sometimes with no... I've heard people do naked yoga. I do it sometimes when no one's home. It feels very natural. You dumbass. Are you going to help me pack these boxes or not? What the hell? I immediately got hard when she asked me that question about watching her naked. She made it sound like it was a joke, but was it? Hey, you there? I'm here. Okay, let's change the subject. Tell me about that girl from this morning. Where'd you meet her? Oh, I don't really know anything about her. I just met her at a party. She was looking to get laid, so I was happy to fuck her. I thought we'd talk about Lydia. Isn't she the one you want? Absolutely. I might have an idea about how you can hook up with her. That's great. Hold that thought. I have to piss. Sure. Clank! Someone just came into the restroom. It's already pretty late. No one should be here anymore. Get in here! Hey, chill. Are you in a hurry? That's Pete's voice. Oh my god, they're right next to me. Shut the fuck up and give me your dick. The girl's voice sounds familiar too. Who's that?
Sounds like a gun.
Okay, here you go. Choke on it, bitch. What the fuck? He knows that I just came into this restroom. Did he bring some girl here on purpose? Wow, this one has some actual moans.
Well,
yes. They're evolving.
Better than the original one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't stop. Give it to me.
Yes, suck it deep.
Okay, no.
Just come faster. I need your jizz. Okay, I have to see this. Holy shit, it's Chloe. Oh, there you go. Suck it good and deep. Yeah, bitch, where do you want me to come? Tug? What? Tits, come on my tits, please. You're gonna have to suck it better, bitch. Boy, he really makes him work for it. Oh, yeah, I'm close. Do it. Come on me. Cover my tits with your cum.
Boy, if he ain't showered after the game, he's probably marinated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you used to play basketball. You know what it's like.
Any kind of sport.
Yeah.
You're going to get funky.
Oh, yes.
Especially when you're a teenager. And
some women like that, though. Finally. Wow. Of course he knows I'm here. Now take a picture. She wants a picture. This is for the challenge on the app. Pete's taking a picture. I can take one, too. Should I do it?
Take a picture? Just do everything you shouldn't do.
Okay, let's do it.
That's what a game's for.
Nice. Maybe I can use this in the future. Black I should wait till they're gone and head back.
That's exactly what he's gonna do. Well, you can suck my dick.
Did you like the show? Dude, why Chloe? She was hungry for some cum and she knows I always have some to give. Is it because of that new app? Oh, you already heard about it. Yeah, she desperately wants some points. But I thought that the winner is already selected for today. I see you already know a lot about Fetish Locator. Yeah, you're right. The Fetish of the Day already has a winner. It was actually announced pretty early today. But you can always get some points for uploading some hot stuff to the app. It just has to be connected with the Fetish of the Day. Oh, okay, I see. That's what I wanted to propose to you. To use the app? Well, not only that. If you open the app, there's a shop with stuff you can buy for points. One of the things on is a ticket to the party. It'll be in 2 days, and I got info for you that Lydia will be there. She's using the app, too? I'm sure she's probably using it. Are you sure? She doesn't seem like someone who would use it. I think here at this school, everyone is using the app. And I trust my source, app or not, she'll be at the party. Wow, the ticket costs 50 points. That's the same amount that someone won today. Those were winners of the challenge. They award points once a day. You don't have to win the challenge. You can just submit something interesting and get points, just not as many as you would, as if you would win the challenge. Why can't I just buy some points? You can, but to buy the ticket, at least half of the points have to be earned and not bought. Strange. Yeah, so this is the plan. You use the app, get the ticket, and meet Lydia at the party. I see. Nothing could go wrong with that plan. Exactly. I gotta run. There's some celebration planned for the team. Later.
After.
Later. You can watch this scene again in the replay room. This plan is stupid, but what do I have to lose for trying? Okay, guys, so this is probably where we're going to end it for now. I actually like this one.
Yeah.
I've gotten into this one.
I like this one.
Yeah, I think this one's one of the better ones we've played so far.
We need to start following.
Yeah, I'm thinking we're going to actually jump on this. That's going to depend on you guys, but I think you guys are pretty much going to say the same. This one actually got me into the story pretty quickly. I want to see where this goes.
Great idea for an app.
See, there's 3 weeks of this, though. We're only on the first week. So if you guys like it, we'll play through the first week, the second week, and the third week.
And if there's
then more, there, yeah. Like, I think it's worth it, man. I'm definitely going to put this in my high ranking. We still want to do Lust Academy, and I don't think acting lessons isn't that long. So we'll go through those, and whatever we finish, this is probably going to be next. But that really depends on you. If there's one of the other ones that we do today on Masturbation Day that you really like, we got one more. Let us know, and we will do it. But I'm thinking you guys are going to say Fetish Locator, and if you are, that'd be great. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Fetish Locator.